We all know that good things can happen when people work together. So will you join with me in this prayer? Oh, Father God, in times like these, individually we feel so small. But together we know that we have more power if we pray in agreement with one voice, one mind, and according to your will. Father, you said that we have not because we ask not. Therefore, we join together in prayer to ask that you give divine wisdom to our president and all those in authority and in a position of influence. Inspire all people to make right decisions that will restore peace, stability, freedom, and harmony to our beloved America and our world. And Father, we pray that hateful hearts will be changed to do good, and that no other innocent blood will be shed. We pray even for our enemies as you told us to do. We also ask for divine protection for the men and women who serve our country and all those who enforce our laws. Help them to accomplish what is good and keep them out of harm's way. Father, we know that you honor your word. So after we have asked with faith in your word, we as a peace-loving people take the responsibility to praise you and thank you every morning, noon, and night for answering our prayer. And Lord, in times like these, you are our refuge and stronghold. Help each of us to do something to save our nation and our world, even if it's only to pray together. Help us to love one another and be kinder to one another, as you told us to do. We sow these words as seeds in our field of dreams, and thank you for the harvest of miracles that we request of you. We promise not to doubt your love for us, for we know you are a God of love. In the quiet chambers of our hearts and souls, we express our love for you and praise you for answering this prayer for America and our world. And now, as the last chorus of this pretty song plays, I invite all of you to pray in your own words a prayer of peace for our nation and our world.